broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Washington and Jefferson College's Ross Memorial Park and the WPIL baseball playoffs coming up shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll have the 2A third-place game with the league's final state playoff spot on the line. Number 4, Burgettstown, trying to make a third straight appearance in the PIAA playoffs, but saw its 10-game win streak snap in the WPIL semis by top-seeded Sarah Catholic. Number 2, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, had won a dozen straight games before losing to Seton LaSalle in the semis. The Chargers, trying to get to the state playoffs for the first time since a trip to the PIAA quarters in 2013. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Nate Brigotti, our floor director. Brandon Bennett beside me on camera. Today's Burgettstown, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart state qualifier here on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by 22 Concrete Designs, by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition, by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. We'll take a closer look at today's game when our pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Take a look at how these two teams ended up here before their semifinal losses. We'll start with number 2, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, a bye in the first round. 13 teams in this bracket, so 1, 2, and 3 getting byes. That was Sarah Catholic, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, and Seton LaSalle. Sarah and Seton playing for the WPIL championship. That game tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The 2 seed, Sacred Heart, played Riverview in the quarterfinals, a 1-0 win there before that 9-6 loss to Seton LaSalle in the semis. Burgettstown was the 4 seed in the bracket, so no first round bye with only 3 getting them. Blue Devils 10-3 win over number 13 Jeanette, then beat number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic 3-1 in the quarters before falling 5-1 to Sarah Catholic. WPIL championship week action in the books just a few moments before our teams took the field in the state qualifier game. Actually, both teams had already made states, but positioning for number 4 South Allegheny, number 14 Burrell South Allegheny, an 8-2 winner. So they're the 3, and Burrell will be the 4 in that 3A bracket. And the 1A championship game goes to number 4 Bishop Canavan, a 10-3 winner over Eden Christian. Bishop Canavan, the champion, Eden Christian, the 2. The 3, and only the 3, will go on to the state tournament. That will be decided tomorrow afternoon here at the WJ's Ross Memorial Park. That is a 4 o'clock first pitch between Avella and Carmichael's. We'll have that game for you here on WJPA right after the Chartiers-Houston-Neshanic softball game wraps up. That is scheduled for a 2:15 start at Penn West California University's Lilly Field. Lineups are being exchanged. We'll take a look at those when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Burgett's down. The four seed will be the visiting team as the league continues through with the home team going to the better seeded squad. That is number two, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. So here's your Burgett's down batting order here in the top of the first, leading off and playing first base, Matthew Bradle, followed by center fielder Eric Kovach and the pitcher Brody Kuzier. Third baseman Sam Ilitch in the four spot, followed by designated hitter Wyatt Stevenson batting for catcher Colton County, and the shortstop Riley Kennedy in the six spot. Batting seventh, playing second base, Jacob McNabb, followed by Carson Talkovic, the right fielder, and Jaden Roach, the left fielder, for Doug Tuno. And the Burgettstown Blue Devils, again, top down. It's Bradle, Kovach, and Kuzier on top, Ilitch, Stevenson for County, and Kennedy in the middle, McNabb, Talkovic, and Roach on the bottom. Burgettstown checks in at 13-4-1. For the Olds Chargers and head coach Phil McCarron, catching and leading off, Brandon Brazell, followed by the shortstop Geno Williams and second baseman Brady Brazell. Third baseman Sean Hudak in the four spot, followed by pitcher Isaiah Schultz and first baseman Van Cables. And then bottom part of the lineup has center fielder Anthony Hansen, left fielder Owen Mincer, and then the designated hitter Quinn Santelli batting for right fielder Braden Wentling. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart checks in at 17-5 on the year. Top down, it's Brandon Brazell, Williams, and Brady Brazell. In the middle, it's Sudak, Schultz, and Cables. And on the bottom, it's Hansen, Mincer, and Santelli for Wentling for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Quinn McGuire will call the balls and strikes. Bill Crucial on at first base, James Ryan at second, and John Lignese at the third base for the WPIL and the PIAA. Winner of this game will take on the District 9 champion. The loser of this game season comes to an end today. Burgettstown to the state quarters a year ago after a third-place finish, to the state semis in 2022 after a fourth-place finish, exited in the first round in 2021. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart has not been to the state playoffs since 2013. Last year reached the WPIL semis, finished in third place in 2022. To the 2021 quarters in the league. I'm sorry, in 2022, eliminated in the third place game. Lost in the quarters in 21, obviously no playoffs in 2020. Lost in the quarters in 19, did not qualify in 2018. Out in this round in 17, the quarters, and on back to 2013. Reached the WPIL finals that year, but lost in the second round of the state bracket. All right, we're going to get a final break here in our pregame, and then when we come back, we'll set the Sacred Heart defense and be ready for the first pitch here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
22 Concrete Designs in Burgettstown will make your vision a reality for top quality design and installation of driveways and sidewalks, patios, concrete floors, retaining walls, and more. Call 22 Concrete Designs. Custom stamped concrete provides a luxurious look without breaking your budget, residential and commercial. Get a free quote and see their incredible work online at 22concretepittsburgh.com. Locally owned, 22 Concrete Designs. Call 724-554-7465. PA 161338.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Isaiah Schultz, the left-hander for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, getting his warm-up tosses in. Brandon Brazell behind the plate. Van Cables at first, Brady Brazell at second, Sean Hudak at third, and Geno Williams at short. Left fielder is Owen Minzer, Braden Wentling in right, with Anthony Hansen in center field between. 325 down the lines and a long, long way. 400 feet to straightaway center here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. Burgettstown, two games clear of the field in Section 1, winning the outright championship. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, a game better than Seton LaSalle. But then the Rebels avenging the sweep during the regular season series, knocking off Sacred Heart in the WPIL semifinals. That 2 weeks later, back in regular season, closing the regular season, Osh swept the Rebels 8-2 and 12-4, but Seton LaSalle with a 9-6 win in the semis. Just about set to get underway. Matthew Breda will lead off for Burgettstown. Lefty on lefty here. Saw quite a bit of stretch work, and Schultz will indeed work from the stretch here. So lefty on lefty, Bradle in. Schultz set at the belt and comes with the game's first pitch. It's a called strike just below the letters. The 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball slashed past the third baseman. Bradle fell down coming out of the batter's box. But that ball gets into left field. A leadoff single. Bradle takes a breaking ball running away from him and drills it the other direction for the to open the ball game. That'll bring up Eric Kovach. Oh, runner at first and nobody out. The lefty holding the runner on there. Quick pitch. Pitch shown, a bunt and taken for a strike. Bradle was standing on the bag and trying to put the oven mitt on, and Schultz had already come set as Kovach was getting in the box. And now Schultz will step off. All right, looks like everybody's ready here on chance number three. Bradle to his lead, Schultz to the plate, fastball up and away, evens the count at 1-1. No bunt show there from Kovach. Schultz set, check of the runner, comes home, bunt shown, pitch taken high, back pick throw, not in time. Cables, big, tall, right-handed first baseman. Pitch to the plate, a strike at the letters, evens the count at 2-2. Burgettstown, prior to this lengthy run last several years, 2-2 misses high. An extended run of either not getting in most years or only getting to the first round. Schultz set at the belt, three balls, two strikes. Pitch to Kovach, fouled off straight back, and that one's going to rattle off the pipe and out of play. Tell you what, if you're a base runner or a batter, you better be quick, because Isaiah Schultz gets the ball, and he is towing the rubber and coming set. Bradle to his lead, inching it out a little more. Pitch to the plate, misses. Oh, inside, called strike three. That ball appeared to be off the plate on our look here, but both angles show the same thing, but got to learn what home plate umpire Quinn McGuire is going to call, and he called that strike three. So that'll bring up Brody Kuzier, another left on left, fastball away. Burgettstown in this third place game for the third straight year. Pitch up and away, ball two. But from 2010 through 2019, the Blue Devils did not qualify for the playoffs. Schultz set, comes home, misses way outside, 3-0. And from 2002 to 2008, did not qualify at all. So from 2002 through 2019, one trip to the playoffs. And that ended in the first round. Fastball high and tight, a four-pitch walk to Cougar. When you go back to that 3-2 pitch call to strike inside to Kovach, it could be bases loaded, but the fact of the matter is it's first and second with one out to third baseman Sam Ehlich. And again, with Ehlich getting in the box, Schultz is already set. He'd already come set. Home plate umpire Quinn McGuire says, nope, let's do time here. Now we go. First pitch to Ehlich. Hammers it to straightaway center field up in the air. Hansen getting a read on it. Makes the catch. Runner tags to draw a throw, but that is all. Ehlich flies out to center for the second out. That'll bring up DH Wyatt Stevenson. Playoff picture on the other side. Bunch of trips to get there, but a number of quarterfinal round exits for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Got to the semis a year ago. First pitch to Stevenson's high for a ball. Bredow at second, Cougar at first, two out here in the Burgettstown first. Winner goes to the state playoffs to take on the District 9 champion. The loser season ends today. Fastball up and away, 2-0. Schultz set, looks back at second, comes home with a 2-0 down the middle, called strike. Stevenson appeared to be taking that. Two, one, just above the knees, over the heart of the plate, called strike two. Two on and two out, two balls and two strikes. Left-hander Isaiah Schultz comes set at the belt. Looks back at second. Pitch fouled off. That ball got in on the hands of Wyatt Stevenson. Baseball and softball action today. All the softball third-place games are today as well. Pickoff, no throw, turnaround by Schultz. Everybody ready to go. Two balls, two strikes. Schultz comes home. Check swing. Pitch misses up and away to fill the count at 3-2. Softball qualifiers starting at either 3 or 3:30. 3-2 pitch. Lifted into center. Going to die. Diving attempt by the shortstop, Brazell. Can't make the catch. RBI single for Wyatt Stevenson. Runners at the corners and one out. That ball had just enough to get beyond the diving attempt of the second baseman. We'll get a great look there, Brazell. Maybe if he angles that a little more towards center field, might be able to get there. But RBI single, second hit of the inning. Brody Cougar went first to third on the base hit. And the batter now is Riley Kennedy. Takes a pitch high and tight. Ducks out of the way. Ball one. Blue Devils score first. Schultz set. Runner leads from first. Pretty good lead there. Pick off. Throw to first. And picked off. The lefty lean and get the pickoff at first base to end the inning. But the Blue Devils get a run on two hits, a runner left on. We played half an inning. It's Burgettstown 1, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
That's the power of Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Left-hander Brody Couser on the mound for Burgettstown. Colton County is catching. Matthew Bradel at first, Jacob McNabb at second, Sam Ilitch at third, and Riley Kennedy at short. Jaden Roach out in left in front of the scoreboard with Eric Kovach in center and Carson Talkovic, the right fielder. Softball third place games today. We'll just go top down on the schedule. 3 o'clock at Gateway, just the winner to the state tournament in 5A, number 4 Penn Trafford, number 11 Latrobe. Also a 3 o'clock start, that game at North Allegheny, only the winner advances. Number 4 Chartiers Valley, number 11 Blackhawk, that's in 4A. 3:30 start in the 1A game. Both teams have already qualified and are playing today at Jeff Morgan. Number 2 Carmichael's and number 5 West Green meeting for the third time this year. And then 5 o'clock starts in 2A and 3A. 2A at North Allegheny, only the winner advances. That is Laurel and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. 5 o'clock start at Gateway. Both have already clinched state berths, just playing for positioning. 5A softball fans get the 1-2 matchup, Avonworth and Ligonier Valley. It's just in the consolation game and not in the WPIL championship. Take a look at our baseball schedule for you in just a little bit. Brandon Brazell, the catcher, set to lead off for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Burgettstown with the 1-0 lead, but the Blue Devils get the unpopular-looking strikeout and then runner picked off. First base. Pitcher Brody Couser repositions left fielder Jaden Roach. The left-handed Burgettstown hurler brings a letter high fastball in for a called strike. Ball popped up. It's going to drift back and out of play, 0-2. Seen the Blue Devils a couple of times now in the postseason. Timeout granted to Brazell. Also had a chance to see Burgettstown in a regular season matchup against Chartiers Houston. 0-2, beat on the ground. Third baseman Ilitch gets square, sets, and throws across the diamond in time. One out. Good job by Ilitch to get set. Shortstop Gino Williams comes to the plate now. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first inning. We play 7 by regulation, extended by tie score, shortened by run rules of plus 15 could end a game after 3 or 4 innings. Plus 10 margin can end it after 5 or 6. First pitch to Williams, misses low, fastball down and in. Breaking ball in for a called strike, evens the count at 1-1. Swing and a miss, good location. Pitch out off the plate, unhittable by the open stanced shortstop. Couser winds and deals down the middle, looking, strike 3. No question on that pitch, over the plate. First strikeout for the lefty. 2 up, 2 down. Second baseman Brady Brazell coming to the plate now. Couser finished the win against Greensburg Central Catholic, picked up a save, worked 1 1/3 in that game. allowed a hit, a walk, and struck out four. All four outs that he got by way of strikeout. First pitch is the ball to Brady Brazell. Ball fouled off, coming in on the hands to the right-handed hitting second baseman. Ball and a strike, two out, nobody on for the two-seed Chargers. Breaking ball stays away. 2-1. Pitch in under the hands, and Brazell backs out and got a big smile. Cougar was the starter and winner in a wild game with the Chargers. Houston ran out of pitches, though, and then things got a little crazy. Walk to Brady Brazell. He's on at first, so if you tuned in expecting a perfect game today, I'm sorry to disappoint you so early on. And now it's lefty holding the runner on. Short lead, pitch to the plate, strike called to Sean Hudak. Brazell to his lead, throw over to first, nothing doing there. And tell you what, with so much room, about 65 feet between the foul line and the perimeter fence. Check swing, runner on the move, throw strongly to second, but not in time. Stolen base for Brazell. Two strikes on the batter, Hudak. It's about 65 feet from a bag to that perimeter fence. And there's lots of foul room all the way down. Some places you see it angle back in toward the foul poles. That's not the case here. If it is, it just creeps in barely. Here's the 0-2. That one inside the batter's box, 1-2. As you can see there, it just kind of just barely narrows in from how wide it is here at the base. 1-2, lifted foul and out of play. Ground out to third, a strikeout looking, but then the five-pitch walk to Brady Brazell. And now Brody Cougar for Burgettstown looking for the out pitch. Open stance. The Chargers third baseman now closes it up. Late swing down on strikes. Two Ks in the inning for Cougar. We've played one. Your score, Burgettstown 1, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
A lot of great things happening at the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Just heard Coach Montecalvo talking about the upcoming golf outing, which is a huge and important fundraiser. Their annual banquet actually coming up ahead of that as well, Sunday, June 9th, and tickets are available for that as well. Go to the top of the second. Riley Kennedy was in the batter's box when Wyatt Stevenson was picked off, so he gets another chance to stand in. Other third-place games to be played this week here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. To hold on that, Schultz. And he must walk out of the dugout and go get set, because He is ready to roll. First pitch is a strike. Schultz comes set. Swinging a foul tip, 0-2. Tonight, Thomas Jefferson and Montour play for positioning. Both have already clinched state playoff berths. Here's the 0-2. Kennedy swings and misses. Ball out of the mitt of catcher Brandon Brazell. Throw to first in time. Second strikeout of the game for the left-hander. Jacob McNeil, second baseman, will bat. Three winner-only games. Our game tomorrow, Avella Carmichael's in the 1A bracket at 4, and that followed by West Allegheny-Franklin Regional at 6:30 here. First pitch misses high for ball one. South Allegheny-Burl both had already qualified, top four going in the 3A and 4A brackets. Fastball misses high, 2-0. So South Allegheny goes as the 3 after the 8-2 win over Burl. TJ and Montour play here tonight when we're done. Assuming we're done tonight. Fastball called a strike on the inside part of the batter's box. That pitch, and I'm looking right over the left shoulder of Quinn McGuire. That ball was over the batter's box line, but it was called a strike earlier, called a strike here. Ball fouled off by McNabb, and the count even up at 2-2. Burgettstown 11-1 mark in 2A Section 1, two games better than Chartiers-Houston, two more better than Charleroi. Ball stroked foul and out of play. And six games ahead of Best Center in Washington, both of whom made the playoffs. An interesting note. Schultz pitch flared foul, going to find its way into the front row of the seats. Down holds it 2-2. That note, the fact that both Best Center and Wash High got in, five teams out of the section, is the reason Burgettstown, as the four seed, didn't get a bye. Pushed that bracket from 12 to 13 teams, and ball lifted foul and out of play. So another 3-2 pitch will be coming from Isaiah Schultz. So both Best Center and Wash High paying Burgettstown back for sweeping both of them. 3-2, ball popped up, skied in the infield. Second baseman finally takes charge. Brady Brazell comes over and makes the grab. Cables and Schultz were kind of creeping toward the spot where it was going to come down, but Brazell took charge finally and came on and made the grab. Carson Talkovic to bat now. Two outs here in the Burgettstown second. Schultz first pitch is a fastball up and away. Burgettstown 11-4 and 8-7 wins over Best Center. Talkovic loads up. It comes up empty on the swing. And then 11-0 and 19-9 wins over Wash High heading down the stretch. 1-1, Talkovic pops it up. That one in shallow center field. Williams and Brazell going after it. Those two run into each other, but slowly, and the shortstop Williams hangs on to make the catch. Blue Devils retired in order in the second. We've played 1.5. Burgettstown 1, Olsch nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Take a look at the baseball championship schedule already completed today. The 1A title game goes to number 4 seed Bishop Canavan, 10-3 winner over the 2 seed Eden Christian. Ready to decide the 3A championship game scheduled to start at 4. number 1 Riverside, number 7 Avonworth, and then tonight it's the 5A championship game with number 4 Bethel Park and number 7 Penn Trafford. Tomorrow's baseball championship schedule starts with Sarah Catholic and Seton LaSalle in this 2A bracket. That'll be followed by North Catholic in Indiana for the 4A title, and then the 6A teams wrap things up, number 1 Mount Lebanon and number 3 North Allegheny. Of course, the WPIL softball championships due to get started tomorrow at Penn West, California's Lilly Field, longtime home of the WPIL softball championships. WJPA Sports Network, Green Sports, and the NFHS Network partnering to bring all 6 of those games to you on the NFHS platform. And we'll have audio available at WJPA.com for all 6 title games. Bottom of the 2nd inning, 1-0 Burgettstown. Pitcher Isaiah Schultz leads off. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Brody Kuzier toes the rubber, deals. Schultz bunts it. Bunts it foul and hard for strike 1. Following the game, we'll get you a scoring recap, check of the pitching numbers and the totals, and we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Now Schultz has benefited from that pitch call, and now he's victimized by it. That pitch over the batter's box line, called a strike. It's 0-2. Just misses outside, does Kuzier to the left-handed batter. Schultz works deep in the batter's box, but about in the middle of it between dugout and plate. Pitch stays high for a ball, 2-2. Kuzier peers over the glove, winds and deals a 2-2, swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the game for Brody Kuzier, 1 out here in the 2nd. We'll bring up Van Cables. This game at a broadcast rights steward of the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, WJPA Radio, and the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. Announcers chosen and paid by WJPA. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Cables takes low, evens the count at 1-1. Off-speed pitch, tap foul over the backstop. Beautiful weather for game 1, the South Allegheny win over Burl. Right as soon as the game ended, we got a few great big raindrops. Swing and a miss. Kuzier's best fastball of the day, threw it right by Cables. Third straight strikeout and 4 total in the game. And now Anthony Hansen to bat with 2 out, nobody on. Got a few great big raindrops between games, and then that has stopped. Bunt shown, pitch taken high for a ball. But ever since then, the cloud deck has continued to build. One thing, unlike Wild Things Park, where our seat in the press box, you could watch it come right up the alley. Soft liner in the center. Base hit for Hansen. The 7 hitter delivers. 2 out single. 2nd 2 out base runner in the game for Sacred Heart. And that'll bring up Owen Minzer, the left fielder. Kuzier tried to sneak a changeup past Hansen there, and Hansen with a good job to wait for it. Brady Brazell reached with a 2-out walk in the 1st and promptly stole 2nd against the lefty. Hansen leads. He's running. Little double clutch at the plate by County, and a stolen base for Hansen. Throw caught above the head by shortstop Kennedy. as the foot was sliding onto the bag. The ball's in a strike. Fastball in on the hand, swung on and missed by Minzer. He's in an 0-2 hole. Kuzier trying to help himself out of a little bit of a pickle here. Here's the 0-2. Just apparently low. Great looking pitch. Yep, below the knees. Center field camera got a good shot of that. Minzer back in. 1-2. Popped up. Second baseman McNabb calls for it. Everybody else giving him enough room. He'll make the grab. Side retired. One out single and a runner, or excuse me, two out single and a runner left on. We played two. It's Burgettstown 1-0 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
22 Concrete Designs in Burgettstown will make your vision a reality for top quality design and installation of driveways and sidewalks, patios, concrete floors, retaining walls, and more. Call 22 Concrete Designs. Custom stamped concrete provides a luxurious look without breaking your budget, residential and commercial. Get a free quote and see their incredible work online at 22concretepittsburgh.com. Locally owned, 22 Concrete Designs. Call 724-554-7465. PA 161338.
Welcome back to WJ's Ross Memorial Park, WPIL 2A baseball third place game and state qualifier game. Only the winner advances to the state bracket. That tournament will get started on Monday. At sites and times yet to be released by the PIAA. Our winner will play the District 9 champion in Monday's first round. Batter is Jaden Roach, lefty on lefty. Leans out over and takes a pitch for a called strike from the left-hander Isaiah Schultz. Brazell puts the sign down. Schultz comes set, pitch to the plate, a breaking ball up and in. Softball championship action at Penn West, California's Lilly Field starts tomorrow. Swing and a miss. Three games each of the next 2 days. We'll get started with 3A South Park Mohawk, then Union Chartiers Houston, and we'll finish tomorrow's schedule with Seneca Valley Norwin. Swing and a foul tip back into the glove. Defensive swing by Roach, and he is the third strikeout for Isaiah Schultz. Back to the top of the order in Matthew Bradle, who singled through the 5-6 hole. Just a note about that 6A championship game. Only the winner goes to the state playoffs in softball in 6A. That is, the WPIL has only one entry in the state tournament. First pitch to Bradle, misses low and away for ball one. Sweeping breaking ball, started probably outside and finished way out there. Fastball called strike. The 1-1, ball fouled off right below us off the screen. Ball and two strikes. Then Thursday's action schedule starts at noon with Bentworth making its first ever appearance in the softball championship game, taking on Neshanic. Comes the 1-2 to Bradle, way outside, 2-2. Thursday mid-afternoon, Armstrong and Thomas Jefferson for the 5A championship, and we'll finish with Elizabeth Forward Hampton Thursday late afternoon. Pitch misses high. Now three balls and two strikes to Matthew Bradle. Singled and scored the game's only run to this point. 3-2, Schultz set, comes to the plate. Slap foul, out of play. Good fastball there. Which team responds to the end of a long winning streak? Sacred Heart won 12 in a row to the semifinals. Burgettstown had won 10 straight. Bradel takes the fastball high to draw a walk. Second free pass issued by Schultz. A one-out base runner for center fielder Eric Kovach, who got called out on strikes. Bradel do his lead. Schultz to the pause. Bunt shown. Pitch taken inside. Bunt bat pulled back by Kovach. He's shown bunt a number of times. Took what certainly looked like ball four his first time up, but got called out on it. It's happened again since. Ball fouled off straight back. 1-1. State quarterfinals last year, state semis 2 years ago for the Blue Devils. Ball and a strike. Pitch breaks inside. Ball two. Ball just a little further inside than the one that was called strike three. Good eye there by Kovach. This pitch in the turf. Blocked by catcher Brazell. Scrambles out. All turf surface here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. But now 3-1 to Eric Kovach. Good to have you along on WJPA AM in Washington, online WJPA.com. Pitch low for ball four. Back-to-back one-out walks. And here comes Brody Cougar. Coverage today also on the NFHS Network. Catcher Brandon Brazell going to go out and talk things over. Losses for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, the semifinal loss to Seton LaSalle. Everything else was April 9th or earlier. 4-3 loss to D10 Mercyhurst Prep. 8-3 loss to Riverview, 10-4 against Quaker Valley, and 3-1 to Southside in section. Southside did not make the playoffs out of that section. Brody Cougar takes a fastball for a called strike. For Burgettstown, their losses all from April 17th and prior until the semifinal loss to Sarah Catholic. We'll grab those for you. Schultz now steps off. Lost the opener to Elwood City 4-0. Tied North Hills 1-1 the next timeout. A week later, actually. A 15-11 loss to 3A number 9 South Park. And then on April 17th, the 14-4 loss to Chartiers Houston. Cougar takes high back pick, throw to second. That comes up and hits the shortstop Williams in the face. That ball bounced in front of him, and it hit Williams in the face. It rolled into shallow center field, but Bradel started, then decided, no, I'm not going to go. And you can see that throw tailing off, and then whack, a little chin music there. Two balls, one strike, the count to Brody Cougar. Schultz comes set. Cougar swings and misses. Count even up at 2-2. Cougar walked on four pitches his first time up. Bradel at second, Kovach at first. Schultz set. 2-2 stroke to left field. Minzer got turned around, and he's going to have to play it on the hop. It's going to get clear to the wall. A run is in. Bradel scores. Kovach rounding third. Relay by Williams to the plate is not in time. A ringing two-run double for Brody Cougar, and Burgettstown's in front 3-0. First extra base hit of the game for either team. And Cougar just drilled that fastball the other way, spin Minzer around, and then Minzer had to chase it clear to the base of the wall. So Cougar on at the second with the double. That'll bring up Sam Ehlich. Ehlich takes it up under the hands, but called a strike. Schultz set at the belt, quickly home. fouled off straight back. Count 0-2 on Burgettstown third baseman Sam Ehlich. Blue Devils one in the first. RBI single for Wyatt Stevenson. Two here in the third. Two-run double for Brody Cougar. And now Sam Ehlich trying to bring Cougar to the plate. Cougar set. Breaks. Balk. Force the balk. The shoulder shimmy by the pitcher. And the balk is called. Now discussion at third base. The ball's laying on the ground. Both the second base umpire, and you'll watch here, Schultz set. The step off and then a move before stepping off. Then the shoulders moved, and I guess third base umpire John Lagnis did not get the balk call. And so both Quinn McGuire and James Ryan, home plate and second base umpires, both had the balk. The run by Cougar with Schultz set at the freeze. And see if we can get the replay on this again from our floor director. You'll see Cougar there in the picture, and now he takes off running. Schultz looks back over his left shoulder, realizes it, and then the shoulders move and the 1 foot moves before he steps back off the rubber, and that's a balk. That's an illegal move, and you'll see again, Cougar's on the move and his shoulders, all kind of movement there. Then the umpire at third doesn't realize that a balk has been called. And the explanation to Doug Tuno why Cougar's out, but then they clarify that the balk was called, so one base for the runners. So no balls and two strikes, the count on Sam Ehlich, and now that runner at third with one out, infield up after the trip to the mound. Fastball misses just inside. Schultz set at the belt, comes home, ball hit on the ground. To the shortstop, going to throw to third, and back in safely. Williams thought he had Cougar too far off. The fielder's choice, Cougar safe at third, Ehlich aboard at first. And the DH, Wyatt Stevenson, comes to the plate. Boy, the hand just got back ahead of the Hudak tag. So the Blue Devils now with one out, runners at the corners. Ehlich to his lead, pitch to Stevenson, misses high for a ball. And the rain has started to fall once again here at Ross Memorial Park. 1-0, strike called. Runners from the corners, pitch missing high, two balls and a strike. Cougar. Ehlich pitch to the plate. Strike called. Stevenson get that call again. He's going to want to jump that pitch and drive it through the right side. Here comes the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fourth strikeout of the game. Second of the inning for Isaiah Schultz. Well, Stevenson going grumbling about the second strike call. Walk into the dugout. And a batter now is Riley Kennedy with two on and two out. Two runs across. First pitch to Kennedy. Misses low for a ball. Strikeout. Walk, walk. Two-run double. Balk, fielder's choice, strikeout. That's how we got to this point in the inning. Pitch right over the heart of the plate. Kennedy takes it for a strike. Evens the count at 1-1. Throw back to the pitcher. Gets loose. Second baseman Brady Brazell making his way in. And yeah, wind starting to pick up as well. Blowing some of that moisture in the front of the press box. Pitch comes way inside. One almost hit Kennedy. And I know the league is looked, but tomorrow's forecast is not very good. Runners to their lead. Schultz, long pause, comes home. 2-1, lifted foul, and evens the count at 2-2. Twos are wild. 2-2, hit in the air right at the left fielder. Minzer comes on, can't make the catch. The ball off his glove, rounding third, and heading toward the plate is Ehlich, and he'll make it standing up. Attempt by left fielder Minzer to catch that sinking line drive, and he doesn't get it, doesn't get the glove solidly on it. He can't hang on, and all the way around, the Blue Devils score two more and lead 5-0. Riley Kennedy with a two-run double. I'm going to appeal at third, and the ruling is safe. Coach Phil McCarron not happy with the call, but the double scores a pair. Jacob McNabb now swings at the first pitch and lifts it foul. Nobody holding the runner. Schultz to the plate. Ball popped up into shallow right field. Long run for Wendling. Now he gets it in his sights and now into the glove to end the frame. But the Blue Devils score four runs on two doubles, and they leave a man aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. Burgettstown 5, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart nothing, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
And the rain continues to fall, and a little bit of it to blow into the front of the dugout, or excuse me, the press box here. We'll just move all of our stuff back out of the way and be glad we're undercover. 5-0 Burgettstown. Blue Devils with a couple of two-run doubles in that frame. One off the bat of Brody Cougar, one off the bat of Riley Kennedy. Batter is Quinn Santelli. Shows bunt. Foul tips it back into the glove. One strike. Santelli, the DH, hitting for the right fielder Wendling. Cougar redirecting and making sure everybody's set on backup plays, including right fielder Talkovic. Pitch in for a called strike. And just wanted to make sure that Talkovic is aware of that bunt show on the first pitch to Santelli, that should the catcher County come up throwing, be ready for anything that might get away. No throw necessary. Swing and a miss. Five strikeouts through nine batters for the left-hander Brody Cougar. Back to the top of the batting order, and catcher Brandon Brazell grounded out to third his first time up. Only three balls in play, two outs with batted balls in that first time through. Fastball in for a called strike. Brazil hit the grounder to third. Hansen with the base hit in the center, and Minzer then popped out to second. Everything else has been by way of the strikeout or a walk. Swing and a miss, and Brazil down 0-2 in the count. WPIL third place games here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. Championship games right next door at Wild Things Park. Both the sites hosting games today and tomorrow. Softball third place games at Gateway, North Allegheny, and Jeff Morgan. Pitch misses outside 2-2. Those all today, and then championship games at Penn West California's Lilly Field tomorrow and Thursday. Two balls, two strikes to Brazil. Ball fouled off. Went back to the netting. Count holds at 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. Chance to chat a little bit with WJ Baseball head coach Jeff Mountain. Presidents to the NCAA regional again this year, but eliminated there. 2-2 swing and a miss. Six strikeouts through nine batters for Brody Cougar. Two out in the inning. It'll bring up the shortstop, Geno Williams. Burgesstown left-hander trying to keep the baseball dry in the glove. Winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Tied up, Williams. That ball hanging up there. Nice and juicy, but good sharp break at the very end to it. And Williams liked the looks of it early on and then kind of got all jammed up with it. Breaking ball stays away. 1-1. Presidents bring almost everybody back to their baseball squad next year, though sometimes that matters, sometimes it doesn't in Division III college sports. Sometimes it matters higher up as well, but sometimes it doesn't. Swing and a miss by Williams. And now in a 1-2 hole. Cougar, strike three called. Three straight strikeouts in the frame. Twice Geno Williams is down on strikes looking. We played three. It's Burgettstown 5, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Check the pitching numbers as we get set to go to the top of the fourth. Brody Cougar has thrown 44 pitches, while on the other side, we get Isaiah Schultz with 73 through three innings. 105 is the limit, and when you hit that threshold, you can finish the batter that you hit that mark against. And then when you get to that many pitches, 3 days calendar rest required, of course, with no scheduled games for PIAA teams until Monday. The first round of the baseball playoffs. Nothing on the docket until Monday if all of these games get played on the days that they are scheduled. Would be no impact on availability of starting pitchers. Even if something in baseball should get delayed to Thursday, 105 pitches requires 3 calendar days rest, so you would have Friday, Saturday, Sunday available. So all good in that regard. And that's really the league's plan, to get these games in early this week to make sure that everybody's ready to go. Batters Carson Talkovic Schultz first pitch, beat on the ground, shortstop. Williams slides, gets back up, throw to first, not in time. Talkovic with a hustling base hit. And for some reason, there are still ball players that think it's faster to dive to first base than run through it, but Talkovic was fast enough to get there anyway. And I'll bring up the nine-hitter, Jaden Roach, and this is certainly a sacrifice situation. Blue Devils look to add on to their 5-0 lead. Bunt shown, pitch taken way off the mark, ball one. Schultz checks the runner, short lead at first, bunt shown, pushed up the third baseline. Hudak, long run, throws on the move, not in time, bunt base hit for Jaden Roach. And that play at first is the bang, bang that you expect on that. And can't really tell from that replay, but the first base umpire, Crucial, says safe. A bunt single. Infield hit for Talkovic. Bunt single for Roach. And back to the top of the order, Matthew Bradle comes to the plate. He's been on base twice, scored twice. Fastball up and away, ball one. And Blue Devils, if keep their hitting clothes on here, can bust this wide open here in the top of the fourth. Check of the runners. Fastball misses high, 2-0. Isaiah Schultz. Perfect in the second. Three up, three down, but run in the first, four in the third. And now three balls and no strikes after two short hits. Check of the runner, 3-0 down the middle is a called strike. Back pick to second, just back in safely is Talkovic. Well, you got a chance to really break it open. The last thing you want to do here is get picked off by the catcher at second base. Single and a walk for Bradle in two plate appearances. Schultz said pirouettes back but does not throw to second. Bradle opened the game, slapping a fastball in the 5-6 hole, wide of the attempt to glove by Hudak at third. This is the 3-1. That's way up and away, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Infield single for Talkovic. He's now at third base. Bunt single for Jaden Roach. He's now at second, and Matthew Bradle on at first with the walk to bring up Eric Kovac. Kovac takes a fastball inside. Obviously now with the bases loaded, he is not in a bunt situation. And Isaiah Schultz, afternoon, may be running very, very short. Already over 80 pitches, but down 5-0, and the pot is boiling here for the Blue Devils. Ball and a strike to Kovac. Schultz comes home, misses high, back pick at third. And a tag on the helmet by Hudak just as the hand by Talkovic gets back on the base. Two balls and a strike. Two-one in for a called strike to Kovac. He didn't have much gripe on that one. That pitch was better than the one he got called out on in the first inning. Now 2-2. Kovac swings and misses at a pitch breaking down and in at him. First out of the inning. Fifth strike out of the game for Kovac. Brody Kuzier to the plate now. Smashed a double to left his last time up. Fastball almost goes to the backstop. Brazell up and gloves that. Check of the runners. Pitch to Kuzier. Fastball in on the hands. 2-0. Burgettstown with two two-run doubles in the third. One by Kuzier, Couple of batters later by Kennedy. Runners to their leads. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Letter, high fastball. Cougar let it rip. Came up empty. Winner goes to the state playoffs. The loser does not. It's a trip into District 9 for the winner. That, for those of you not familiar with the geography of PIAA districts, that would be the Dubois Clarion type area. Breaking ball, called strike. Pirate President Travis Williams in the house. Ball ripped on the ground but foul, wide of the first base bag and down into the corner. And the last guy in the bench gets to go for the jog down to track down the foul ball. It's Caleb Metallic. So designated by the Blue Devils. Two balls, two strikes. Schultz throws back to second. Not in time. Everybody else back to their other stations. Talkovic at third. Roach at second. Bradle at first. Here comes the 2-2 to Cougar. Up and away. Back pick again at third. Not in time. And now Hudak does the splits there. And I'll tell you what, that's how you suffer a groin pull right there. Hudak is all right. Clearly, Brazell, the catcher, not afraid to throw the ball around. Here comes the 3-2 to Cougar. Up in on his hands. Check the swing. Going to get rung up. Went too far around. And now, Isaiah Schultz trying to wiggle off the hook here. It was bases loaded, nobody out. And now back-to-back strikeouts against the 2 and 3 hitters. Bring up Sam Ilitch. Hits the first pitch foul and out of play. Well, if something happens and Burgettstown cannot protect this 5-run lead, they'll look back here to this top of the fourth. Ilitch beats it on the ground. Shortstop Williams to his left. Gloves it. Steps on the bag. And Burgettstown wastes a golden opportunity. No runs, two hits, the bases left loaded. We played 3.5. Burgettstown 5, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Isaiah Schultz now at 96 pitches and activity heading for the bullpen. The question is, will Schultz even get the start the fifth inning? Yeah, there's coaches who like that clean start to an inning for a reliever, and we will see how that works. Cables going to loosen the big right-handed first baseman. Coach Phil McCarron said that would be one of two people he would look to should they need to go to the bullpen. Second baseman Brady Brazell, to lead off here in the fourth. W&J's top four batters have all been to the plate three times now through four innings. This is just Brazell, the three-hitter's second trip. Fouled the first pitch off, takes the second for a called strike. Cougar repositioning shortstop Kennedy. Here's the 0-2 fastball up and away. Another baseball third place game coming your way tomorrow here on WJPA. 1-2, Tapper foul through the first base coach's box. And this time it's D.H. Wyatt Stevenson getting the run. Ball and two strikes. Cougar to Brazell. Fastball misses inside, 2-2. Was 44 pitches through the first three innings for Brody Cougar. 2-2 in the dirt, ball three. Brazell worked a walk on five pitches in the first. One of only two base runners so far for the Chargers. Burgettstown with a run in the first, four in the third, but had the bases loaded, nobody out, and could not score. And Brazell aboard for the second time. A leadoff work. First time in the game that Olsch has had a base runner before two outs. And it was an 0-2 count. Hudak struck out swinging to end the first. Brazell already with a steal. Cougar will throw over and chase him back. Baseball state qualifier game tomorrow of Ella and Carmichael's. 4 o'clock start. Winner only advances. Another throw over. Those two played twice during the regular season. Part of a three-way tie for second in the section behind Fort Cherry. Fastball down the middle. Ovella and Carmichael's will play with for the third time with the winner only advancing to the PIAA 1A baseball tournament. Pitch misses high for a ball, 1-1. That scheduled 4 o'clock start. If necessary, we will start online, but we'll have that game for you here on WJPA AM. Right after the Chartiers Houston Union Softball Championship. Wow, home plate umpire Quinn McGuire started up with the right hand and then must have grabbed his belt and stopped. 2 balls and a strike. Curveball just missing low. Fastball down the outside edge. Evens the count at 2-2. Brazell. Leading from first, 2-2, beating the ground. Third baseman Ehlich knocks it down, tries twice to pick it up. Second time he'll get the ball in hand to throw it across. Brazell takes second on the ground out. Good job by Sam Ehlich. Came into his belt and knocked it down. Went to pick it up the first time and didn't grab it cleanly. Went and got it the second and able to throw across. Isaiah Schultz to bat now. Looks like Colton County going to go to the pitcher's mound to talk things over. Head coach Phil McCarron chatting with Schultz. Third time in the game that Olsch has had a runner to second base. And the first time that that runner has been there with less than two outs. Brody Cougar, nice cleansing exhale there, deep breath. Now he's going to step off, check in the dugout with what the defensive plan is going to be. And the lefty ready to go. Schultz standing in, Cougar's pitch to the plate, in on the hands, taken for ball one. They're going to appeal and no is the answer on the swing. Runner at second, one out. Ball beat on the ground. Third baseman Ehlich handles the big high hop and throws high at first. Collision there at first base, and everybody's going to be safe. And now Scott going to scramble back, or Schultz rather, going to scramble back. Well, runners at the corners. Errant throw by Ehlich. Boy, he dug himself out of an error on the previous batted ball by Hudak, but then The errant throw. Bradle went up, tried to save it, but could not. So runners at the corners and one out. And good job by Elitch to chase the runner back to second, but then the errant throw. Cables stands in now, swings and misses at the first pitch. Word that we got early that likely going to see Cables on the mound. Fastball misses up, ball and a strike. We saw Schultz get out of trouble in the top of this inning, and I mean, you can't, trouble of bases loaded, nobody out. Cougar now with runners at the corners and one out for Olsch trying to dig out of it. Schultz on the move. Ground ball through the right side into right field. RBI for Cables. Schultz jogging into third and the throw just not in time. And then Cables takes second on the play. Not a wise decision by Talkovic in right to throw that ball to third base. RBI single for Cables. Makes it a 5-1 game. And the Chargers cash one in. Anthony Hansen to bat. He singled with two out in the second. Runners at second and third. First pitch swung on and missed. This lefty-on-lefty matchup. Hansen, the center fielder. Cougar at the belt, 0-1, swing and a miss. Took a little something off and had Hansen out in front. Remember, Hansen hit an off-speed pitch for his base hit. He was able to wait on that hanging change up the first time. 0-2, in on the hands, swing and a miss. Eighth strikeout of the game. Two outs in the inning, and Quinn Minzer comes to the plate. A walk, a throwing error, an RBI single. Cougar trying to let that all add up to just one run. Minzer stands in, popped up to second in his first at bat. Now pitch comes behind him. The wild pitch will score Schultz. So it's now 5-2. Cables over to third on the wild pitch. The run is unearned because Schultz reached base on an error, and the inning would have been over. Fly ball to shallow right. Talkovic comes on, stops, makes the catch, and ends the inning. But Olsch gets on the board. The Chargers score two runs, one hit, one error, one left on. We played four. Burgettstown 5, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
22 Concrete Designs in Burgettstown will make your vision a reality for top quality design and installation of driveways and sidewalks, patios, concrete floors, retaining walls, and more. Call 22 Concrete Designs. Custom stamped concrete provides a luxurious look without breaking your budget, residential and commercial. Get a free quote and see their incredible work online at 22concretepittsburgh.com. Locally owned, 22 Concrete Designs. Call 724-554-7465. PA 161338.
A couple of defensive changes coming for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. As we expected, Van Cables will move over from first base to pitch. Isaiah Schultz is going to go to first base. Numbers on Schultz: four innings, five runs all earned, gave up six hits, walked four, and struck out six. is very fortunate that it was only the five runs, because the Blue Devils, top of the order, strikeout, fielder's choice to end a bases loaded, nobody out situation. So right-hander Van Cables comes on here to take over in the top of the fifth. It'll be 5-6-7 due up for the Blue Devils, and now a 5-2 ball game. So Cables, tall overhand right-hander. Obviously, you got to make the adjustment now. The ball coming from the other side and coming over the top, straight over the top from a big, tall right-hander. Check my my roster sheet gives heights. I don't think it does. Yeah, it does, actually. Cables, 6'5", right-hander, and brings it right over the top. So you got 6'5", you got a 10-inch elevation on the pitcher's mound, so 7'3", and the arm up over the top. You can do the math there. If you're 24, 26-inch arm, 28-inch arm, ball's coming down from 9 feet in the air. Wyatt Stevenson, the Burgettstown DH, comes to the plate. Single and an RBI in the first, struck out in the four-run third. Cable's first pitch misses low for a ball as we open the fifth. Again, we play seven innings by regulation. The 15-run target is gone, that run rule. Fastball called a strike. And that pitch has been a strike all day long. 1-1, that one down and in. Two balls, one strike. Cables, strike at the knees, 2-2. The umpire seated in the first base bleachers didn't like that call, thought that was low. 2-2, lifted foul, and that one's way down over the hill and out of play. The good news is the rain has stopped, at least for a while. Cables brings the 2-2, check swing, doesn't go. Ball blocked in the turf by Brazell, and the count runs full. So 96 pitches by the starter. 3-2, Cables misses low. Ball four, a leadoff walk to Wyatt Stevenson. 5-2 Burgettstown leads, batting in the top of the fifth inning. Riley Kennedy comes to the plate. Two-run double in the third. Stevenson got picked off to end the first inning. That was against the lefty Schultz. Cables from the stretch. First pitch is a called strike. Following the game, we'll get you a scoring recap, pitching numbers, the totals, and our player of the game. Fastball low and away, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. I failed to mention that a little earlier. Pickoff attempt. The ball gets by the first baseman, Schultz, and goes down into the corner. It'll be at least one base for Wyatt Stevenson. And a little slow getting up from the scramble there with Schultz, and so he'll take just the one base on the E1. Oh, each team with an error now. Riley Kennedy steps back in the box with a 1-1 count. Runner leads from second now. Kennedy takes high and tight, ball two. Cables come set at the chest. 2-1. Kennedy flares one into shallow right. Brazell going back. He's not going to make it. Ball gets away from Wentling for a moment, but hustling into third anyway was going to be Stevenson. Runners at the corners with nobody out. Blue Devils been really good the last two innings with nobody out. Loaded the bases to open the third inning before a strikeout changed that. Now walk, E1, base hit for Kennedy, his second of the game. And that brings up Jacob McNabb. Pop out to second and a fly out to right. Infield coming up. Fastball called, strike outside edge. Now the middle infielders were back, and then as Cables broke his stretch, was coming home, both middle infielders started running forward. Bunt is shown, pushed foul hard to the backstop screen up along the first baseline. And now McNabb in an 0-2 hole. Stevenson at third, Kennedy at first, with nobody out here in the Burgettstown fifth. Blue Devils wasted a great opportunity in the fourth, trying not to do the same thing here. Late swing, ball fouled off. Count holds at 0-2. McNabb 0-2 in the game. Only Burgettstown player to not reach base today. Burgettstown coming through the order for the third time already. Runner breaks from first, pitch low and away. Throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base for Kennedy. Good strong throw by catcher Brandon Brazell. Now 1-2 the count on McNabb. Seven spot in the batting order. Time is granted. With Cables in the set position. Van Cables. 1-2 off the edge, 2-2. Seven hits for the Blue Devils. Riley Kennedy has two of those. Here comes the 2-2, swing and a miss. McNabb got tied up in on the hands. One out here to the eight hitter, Carson Talkovic. Talkovic 1-2 in the game. Single to open the fourth, an infield single. First pitch to Talkovic, swings and misses. Boy, stepped hard with his left foot down the line and tried to really attack that pitch up and in. Runners at second and third, one out. Talkovic takes low and away for a ball, 1-1. And Talkovic, a ground ball up the middle that Williams couldn't throw him out. 1-1 popped up. Foul territory in play. First baseman Schultz calls for it. Catcher Brazell and Schultz collide, and the ball drops. And Schultz calling for that the pop-up, and that's the guy you want to make that catch. And Brazell just kept going, and the ball falls harmlessly foul for both teams at the moment. The Olsch pitcher Cables made a pitch that really should have gotten an out and did not. And now Kentalkovic take advantage. One ball and two strikes. Blue Devils not doing so well with runners in scoring position in the fourth and fifth. Ball beaten in the ground. Third baseman Hudak has to wait for the second hop. Throw to first is in time. Again, Talkovic diving into first. He's going to get an RBI on the ground out, make it 6-2 Blue Devils. Stevenson scrambling home. Nothing really that Hudak could do that he didn't do. Had to wait for that second hop. It'll bring up Jaden Roach with two out and a runner at third. Ball is bunted up the third base line. Runner coming down the line. Pitcher fields it. Throw into the runner. And a great play by Cables to throw out Jaden Roach and save another run. Burgettstown gets a run on one hit. There was an error and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's now Burgettstown 6, Olsch 2. The WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth, the nine spot in the Olsch batting order. Quinn Santelli to lead off against Brody Kuzier, and then we'll go back to the top. Burgettstown with the bottom of the fifth. Did I say sixth? Thank you. Bottom of the fifth. That's what my score sheet says, was my indicator. It's what the scoreboard says. For some reason, my mouth said something different. A Brody Kuzier has allowed two runs, one earned on two hits, walked two, and struck out eight through four. Quinn Santelli, one of those strikeout victims, first time through. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Left-hander Kuzier peers over the glove, winds and deals, breaking ball, strike two. Nice curveball, dropped that right in at the left it up in the eyes, and then the finish drops into the zone. And now likely coming back hard here, does, down the outside edge, wave and a miss. Nine strikeouts through 18 plate appearances. First out here in the top of the fifth, or bottom of the fifth, back to the top of the order, and Brandon Rizel. Ground out strikeout in his two plate appearances. Jason Tennant and Nate Rigotti, along with our camera crew, all busy the next couple of days at Penn West University's Lilly Field. It'll be our pleasure to present all six WPIL softball championship games on the NFHS network. Several of them here on WJPA as well. Ball ripped to left, but in a couple of steps, and Jaden Roach kneels down. Catches it right there. Best hit ball of the day for Olsch. But the line out to left. Two outs and Geno Williams to bat. So far today, Olsch only in one inning has had a base runner prior to there being two outs in a frame. That was in that two-run fourth. Lead-off single in that inning, but every other inning, Kuzier has gotten at least the first two batters. First pitch misses high. Second, like unto it. Check swing, and the answer is no on the swing. Bill Crucial, the first base umpire, says no, Williams did not offer. He's been called out on strikes twice in the game. 2-0, and that misses low. 6-2 lead for Burgettstown up on Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The 2 seed and the 4 seed. That pitch gets a strike call just above the waist, outer half. The 2 and the 4 playing in the third place game, and only the winner advances. Strike called. Kuzier trying to come all the way back from 3-0 now to 3-2. A Lefty winds and deals. Tap foul to the netting. Burgettstown in the gray pants, the dark blue jerseys with the Columbia blue lettering. The Chargers wearing the white jerseys and pants with the gold trim around the purple lettering. Another 3-2 beat on the ground foul between third and the coach's box. Now it's the Chargers' turn to send the last guy in the dugout down to track down a foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the third payoff pitch from Cougar. Fouled off, there'll be a fourth. Nick Ripple, who may come on and pitch if necessary, courtesy run. Pitch misses high, ball four. Good battling at bat by Geno Williams. Got in front 3-0 on the count, then saw it go full, fouled off a number of 3-2 pitches, and draws the walk here. That is the third walk issued. And into the batter's box comes Brady Brazell, who drew the other two. Doesn't draw a walk here. Singles on the first pitch he sees in the left. Williams up to second. Two out action for the Chargers to the cleanup hitter, Sean Hudak. Just the third hit of the game for Olsch. But cleanup hitter Sean Hudak to the plate. Strikeout and a ground out, his two at-bats. Two on and two out. Hoosier steps off. Hudak gets out. Now back in. Runners to their leads. Lead behind the bag at second for Williams. Now moves up to the batter's box. Fastball high. Knocked down by County. Consolation action here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. 1-0 pitch, stroked into right, gets down. Talkovic plays it on one hop, comes up throwing, and a pat throw will hold the runners. So base is loaded after two out. Sean Hudak's first hit of the game. And good play by Talkovic to start. Came quickly, got that ball cleanly on one hop. But then a little double pump on what he wants to do there. Cougar took the throw, and Doug Tuno going to go to the mound and talk to Cougar and make sure everything's good there. Second hit of the inning. Fourth hit of the ball game. First hit for Sean Hudak. And now after two out, the bases are loaded. Tuno coming out to talk to Cougar. Lefty on lefty here. Isaiah Schultz struck out his first time up and hit a ground ball to third that was ball was fielded but then thrown wide at first. Third place game in the 3A bracket. South Allegheny a winner over Burrell 8-2. Thomas Jefferson Montour in the 4A bracket coming your way next here at WMJ. Fastball beat in the ground, foul, late swing by Schultz, the starting pitcher. Tomorrow, a couple of games on the docket. 4 o'clock start, Avella Carmichael's. The winner only advances to states. And the same thing tomorrow night, West Allegheny and Franklin Regional. Ball fisted, foul. And Cougar in front, 0-2. His fastball has been the better of the matchup with Schultz. Here comes the 0-2. Fastball down the middle looking, and the side is retired. 10 strikeouts in the game for Cougar. No runs, 2 hits, a walk, and 3 left on for Olsch in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. Your score, Burgettstown 6, Olsch 2, on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Totals through five innings. Burgettstown, six runs on seven hits, five left on. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, two runs, four hits, six left on. Each team guilty of one defensive miscue. And both of them have involved runners who eventually came across and scored. Word on Brody Cougar is 85 pitches. That's another 20 with two innings to go. Second inning of relief for Van Cables for Sacred Heart. He'll face the top of the order for the first time. Burgettstown, one in the first, four in the third. The Blue Devils have never trailed. Sacred Heart scored two in the bottom of the fourth, and Burgettstown got one back in the top of the fifth inning. So it'll be Bradle, Kovach, and Cougar to bat for the first time against the right-hander Van Cables. Bradle's been on base three times today, leads off here in the sixth and takes a fastball in the turf that goes off the leg of the catcher, Brazell. Single and a run scored in the first, walk and a run scored in the third, walk in the fourth inning to load the bases with nobody out. That pitch hits 2 feet in front of home plate and off the shoulder of the catcher, Brazell. 2-0 to Bradle. Fastball runs inside, 3-0. Cables, you saw, looked in inquisitively about where that 2-0 pitch was. Pitch in the turf, a four-pitch walk to Bradle on base for the fourth time. Second walk allowed by the reliever. And Eric Kovach comes to the plate. Kovach has seen a bunch of pitches, called out on strikes, walked, scored a run in the third, and struck out swinging in the fourth. Cable's first pitch is in the dirt. That's five straight off the mark to open this sixth inning. Kovach works even with home plate in the batter's box, leans back from a high and tight. 2-0, fastball off the mark now. And with that, a trip to the mound. Phil McCarron not happy with what he's gotten from Cables to start this frame. Base hits for the Blue Devils in six of the nine spots in the order. Base runners in eight of the nine. Only Jacob McNabb, the seven hitter, has failed to reach base today. McCarron with the visit. 2 balls and no strikes to Eric Kovach. Right-handed hitting center fielder back in the box. Short lead for Bradle at first. Cable's pitch to the plate, misses low. The 6-5 reliever. A bunt shown by Kovach, and that fastball gets called a strike. Never been a fan of that action on a 3-0 pitch. Crowd the plate like you have been. 3-1, beat in the ground, over the mound. Shortstop Williams waits for it. He'll get the out there, and a hard slide into second by Bradle. There was no throw, and certainly Williams did not give any indication that he was going to throw. No. Force play. Williams gets the out at second. Kovac aboard on the fielder's choice, and Brody Cougar to bat against Cables for the first time. Fastball in at the knees for a called strike. Kovac to his lead from first. Runner going, pitch in the dirt. If not for that, netting would have come right in the broadcast booth. Stolen base for Kovac. 1-1 the count at the plate. Kovac, two-run double in the third. Later scored on the two-run double by Riley Kennedy. Cougar out in front of the, on the swing, and now behind in the count, 1-2. First three plate appearances against the starter, Schultz. Runner breaks from second. Fly ball to left center field. And the ball is going to drop. And now changing course, Kovac goes back to second, then to third, and the play to the plate, not in time. Kovac was running on the pitch. The fly ball to left center field. Minzer gave it all he had and dove to try to get it. His run made Kovac change his mind and start back towards second. Then when the ball hit, he had to turn around and ran a stop sign at third, but able to make it home. Brody Cougar with an RBI single and takes second on the throw back to the infield. Oh, Sam Elitch to the plate now. 7-2 Blue Devils lead. First run of the game charged to Cables. Elitch swings, misses. Catcher again, Brazell with the back pick throw to second. Elitch, the last batter faced by Schultz. He had a ground ball that ended the fourth inning. Now time is granted at second. I think we're going to get a runner there for the pitcher, Cougar, and that will be the case. Courtesy runner Trent Stevens checks into the game. So Stevens to run at second. No balls and a strike to count to the batter Sam Elitch with one out and a run in for Burgettstown here in the top of the sixth. Winner to the state playoffs and the loser season is over. Burgettstown looking to go to the states for the third straight year. Pitch inside. Elitch backs up. Blue Devils cleanup hitter twice has hit into fielder's choice. One out recorded, one tried to get the runner going to third. Elitch takes a pitch in the turf. Late break from second to throw to third on the mark, but not quite in time. And Hudak with a hard tag on the shoulder second time. That pitch went clear to the backstop. Late break for Stevens with a throw, bang, bang, and then you'll see here, shoved to the back of the neck and upper shoulders. 2-1, misses low. 3-1. Well, walk to Bradle started the inning. Kovac then hit a hopper over the mound that Gino Williams gloved and stepped on second. Cougar, and with a runner at second, a base hit on a little pop-up to left center field that dropped in, scored Kovac. Cougar took second on the throw. Trent Stevens, his courtesy runner, went to third on a wild pitch. And now Elitch walks to put runners at the corners. Wyatt Stevenson to bat. He's the first batter that Cables faced when he came on to start the fifth inning. Three walks now through nine batters, plus a couple of hits. Elitch to his lead. Cable set at the belt. Comes home. Pitch high and tight. Just missed, clipping Stevenson on the arm. Burgettstown designated hitter, single and a walk in three plate appearances. 1-0, just below the letters, called strike. Tapper foul by Stevenson, and he's behind now in the count 1-2. Runner at first, a run in already. Runner at first and third, excuse me. A run in and one out in this top of the sixth. Stevenson swings and misses. Second strikeout of the game for Cables. Two out now, and Riley Kennedy comes to the plate. Kennedy, 2-for-3 on the day in the sixth spot. A couple of runs driven in on a double. Back in the third. Fastball strike called. Kennedy's double made it a 5-0 Burgettstown lead. The Blue Devils lead by 5 now in the top of the sixth, up 7-2. Elitch on the move. Pitch goes to the backstop. Going to be a play at the plate. Catcher Brazell gets it, and he tries to run it back instead of throwing to Cables. And the run scores. Wild pitch plates Stevens. And that ball came right back to the home plate circle. And the dive, the left hand gets to the plate before a tag on the right shoulder. And home plate umpire Quinn McGuire right on the play. So Stevens scores on the wild pitch. Elitch was running. He'll get a stolen base. Now a ground ball gloved by third baseman Hudak, rights himself and throws Kennedy out to end the frame, but not before Burgettstown adds two runs on just one hit, one runner left on base. To the bottom of the sixth, your score now, Burgettstown 8, Olsch 2, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning, bottom part of the Olsch batting order. 6-7-8 due up. Brody Cougar to work the sixth here, and the last number we heard was 85. Yes, so he'll have 20 pitches to try to make this a complete game. Throw 105 in a high school playoff game in Pennsylvania, and you can complete whatever batter it is that you've started that got you to that 105 mark. Cables, Hansen, and Minzer due up. Two of the four hits belong to those batters, Cables and Hansen, each with singles. Cables singled in a run in the fourth inning. His base hit was drove in the first run for Olsch. First pitch swinging, fouled off and out of play. Sky here in the Washington area has that look that is not a comfortable look. It's bright right over top of us and brilliant sunshine here on the field. But as we look out to the east, looks kind of dark and threatening. And, of course, all that nasty stuff always comes up the I-70 flow. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now. And all the years sitting in the Wild Things press box, you could always see the storms rolling right up I-70. Cables lifts a 1-2 pitch into the air, right up into the sun. Talkovic drifting back and makes the catch for the first out. Anthony Hansen comes to the plate. Two out single in the second in two at-bats. 8-2 lead for Burgettstown. Olsch with five outs to work with. One down here in the sixth. First pitch to Hansen is a breaking ball, swing and a miss. Hansen's base hit was on a changeup from Cougar, deep in the count in that second inning. Fastball in on the hands, 1-1. Breaking ball, swinging a foul tip in the home plate area. Now 1-2 the count. The 1-2 curveball, back to the tap, back to the mound. Cougar gloves it, runs a little high throw, and then the ball dropped, and they're going to rule safe. Oh, a high throw from Cougar, maybe a little too deliberate about getting the ball over there, and then threw it high, and Bradel had it in the glove but couldn't hold it. So the which way are we going here, guys? On the throw? Yeah, E1. Hansen aboard for the second time. Cougar costs himself the fifth inning in six of retiring the first two batters. So one out here in the sixth. Owen Minzer to bat. Bunt, line drive, goes foul. With very, very few exceptions, this is an art that has been long lost, the art of bunting. Like somebody went in the museum and took the Mona Lisa. Runner third, at first rather, pick off. They got Hansen walking off against the lefty Cougar and picked him off. Second runner in the game, picked off, one for each team. Now there are two out and nobody on, but it's not exactly the same as getting the first two outs without allowing a base runner. Swing and a miss. Ball in on the hands of Minzer. And now it's no balls and two strikes. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed in the dirt. Tagged by County. Side retired. 11 strikeouts. And Cougar has pitches left to come back to work the seventh. We played six complete. Burgettstown 8, Olsch 2 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
96 pitches for Brody Cougar through six innings. We'll have nine pitches to start the inning in the seventh. Blue Devils with a six-run lead at the moment. 8-2 lead. We'll get you a scoring recap in our post-game show. We'll check pitching numbers as well. We'll see if the Blue Devils make it with one pitcher or if they need help. And we're back to that Burgettstown game at Chartiers Houston in a crazy afternoon, a 19-10 final score back on April the 25th. Let's see if I can dig back. Cougar was the starter that day. And pitched through five innings, was charged with six runs, but only one of them earned. Early error in the fifth inning, and Hoosier struggled to put down the uprising as Chartier Houston sent 10 batters to the plate and scored five runs to pull even at 6-6. Fastball in the dirt from Cables. Ball one to Jacob McNabb. Only Burgettstown player who has not reached base yet today. Ground ball, third base side of the mound. Slow roller, Gino Williams. Throw to first in time, and another Burgettstown runner diving to the base. And he's out. Shortstop Williams, strong throw. That'll bring up Carson Talkovic. That is at least the third time today a Burgettstown batter has tried to get to first base quicker by diving. First pitch misses low for a ball. The idea of the head first slide is usually so that you can use your hands to get where you want to go and get stopped. Tapper up the third baseline. That's going to go foul on the President's Shield logo. Ball and a strike to count to the eight hitter, Carson Talkovic. Right-hander Van Cavels deals. Low bridge. Talkovic gets down out of the way. Softball coverage starts tomorrow morning at 11:45 with the 3A championship game. Talkovic with the moving feet. And that pitch is coming out of Cavels' hands. And steps and tries to swing and hit the ball. And comes up empty. 2-2 the count. Feet moving that time because the ball's running right through the batter's box at them. And it'll fill the count at 3-2. 1A championship game tomorrow afternoon, 2:15 airtime. Ball ripped into left. Talkovic connects on that inside fastball. His second hit of the game. First against Cables. Cables has allowed three hits, all singles now. That'll bring up left fielder Jaden Roach. Roach 1-for-3 and a bunt base hit in the fourth. Part of that loading the bases with nobody out. Fastball misses high. One A championship softball game tomorrow again. 2:15 airtime, 2:30 scheduled start. Union and Chartiers Houston. Swing and a miss. And we'll have that game here on WJPA AM as well. All six softball championship games on the NFH network with video and audio on the WJPA.com platform. Pitch way outside, got slipped out of the hands of Cables and goes to the backstop. A wild pitch. That's three wild pitches uncorked by Cables. Two of them helped get the eighth run across. Two balls and a strike to count to Roach. Popped it up foul. Out of play. Jason Tennant getting a set up here at Ross Memorial Park. Nate Rigotti controls here. Jacob Knisner in our downtown studios with Brandon Bennett on the camera. I'm Bob Gregg. It's great to have you with us. As we're sprinting to June with teams to cover. Three balls, two strikes to Jaden Roach. Cable set, comes home. Payoff pitch, wave and a miss. Ball out off the edge. Third strike out of the game for Cables, who is working his third inning of relief. Two outs now. And we get back to the top of the order and Matthew Bradle. Bradle, single in the first and three walks. K Cable's first pitch, letter high fastball for a called strike to the left-handed hitting first baseman. .01 runs inside, evens the count at 1-1. When we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, it's 9-1-2 due up for Olsch. We know the Chargers will need at least 6 runs to extend the game. Pitch misses high to Bradle. Two balls and a strike with Talkovic on at second. Cable's pitch misses way outside. Boy, and throughout the playoffs, we have seen the difference between 1 and 2A and 5 and 6. It's just the depth of pitching available for the most part. Pitch down the middle is a called strike. You get to this point, everybody has a starter. Some might have a second who's pretty good. 3-2, line right back past the pitcher. Second baseman Brazell fields it, throws to first, and the side is retired. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Burgettstown needing 3 outs to qualify for the state playoffs for the third year in a row. So we go to the bottom of the seventh. Your score, Burgettstown 8, Olsch 2 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
We go to the bottom of the seventh. Brody Kuzier on the mound. Has thrown 96 pitches to this point. 105 is the limit, plus whatever it takes to finish that batter that you have started. You can't start a new batter with number 106, but you can finish a batter with whatever it takes after 105. It'll be Quinn Santelli, Brandon Brazell, and Gino Williams. They are a combined 0-for-7 with a walk. 4 hits in the game, all singles, in the 3, 4, 6, and 7 spots in the batting order. First pitch taken for a called strike by Santelli to lead off the 7th. Breaking ball rolled to 2nd. McNabb handles that. Throw to 1st, a little soft, but gets the job done. 2 pitches, 1 out here in the 7th, and now back to the top of the order. Bring up Brandon Brazell, 0-for-3, ground out, strikeout, line out. Last time up, he blistered a ball to left on the line, but nearly right at Jaden Roach, who had come in a couple of steps and then squat down, kneel down to handle it. Here comes pitch number 99 from the left-hander Kuzier. Way outside, ball 1. .10 pitch lifted in the air. Center fielder Kovach playing shallow and able to sprint back and grab the line out. 2 out, nobody on. The 5th time in 7 innings. The first 2 batters retired. And then you add in that 6th where after the second batter reached base, got picked off. And so this is the 6th time in 7 innings that Brody Kuzier has 2 out with nobody on base around him. Gino Williams stands in. Breaking ball in for a called strike. Williams 0-for-2 plus a walk. Pitch misses down and in. 102 pitches now thrown by the left-hander. One ball, one strike, and Cougar wants to step off. Talked his last at-bat. Geno Williams has seen a bunch of those 100-plus pitches. Swings at this one. Laced to right center. Going to get over Talkovic. And two bounces to the fence. Williams digging for second, and he'll pull in there with a stand-up double. First extra base hit of the game for Olsch. So a two-out double. Doug Tuno going to go out. Is he going to make the change? Cougar's at 103. He can face the next batter. Tuno in no hurry to get to the mound. Two-out double with Brady Brazell due up. He's been on base all three times. Cougar can start the batter. He can finish this batter however many pitches it takes. So Tuno is going to leave Cougar in. And in fact, if Brazell gets on the first pitch, Cougar could face the next batter too. He has 103 pitches. Tuno has made his second visit to the mound in the game. And here comes Brady Brazell. Brazell had two walks, singled on the first pitch he saw in the fifth. That two-out base hit put runners at first and second. Cougar, first pitch is fouled off by Brazell. Williams at second with a two-out double. Well, and now I'm gonna tell you that Olsch is going to question the number of pitches here. And there is an official pitch count kept here in the press box, and I guarantee you that was what the question was. 0-1, ground ball to short, glove by Kennedy, throw to first, ball game over. A complete game win for the Blue Devils and Brody Cougar. Olsch, no runs, a hit, one left on. We'll recap the scoring, check the pitching numbers, the totals, and our player of the game. When we come back, your final score, Burgettstown 8, Olsch 2, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
22 Concrete Designs in Burgettstown will make your vision a reality for top-quality design and installation of driveways and sidewalks, patios, concrete floors, retaining walls, and more. Call 22 Concrete Designs. Custom-stamped concrete provides a luxurious look without breaking your budget, residential and commercial. Get a free quote and see their incredible work online at 22concretepittsburgh.com. Locally owned, 22 Concrete Designs. Call 724-554-7465. PA 161338.
Welcome back to WJ's Ross Memorial Park. Only drama of that seventh inning was the inquiry by Phil McCarron about how many pitches Cougar had thrown, but that inquiry answered by home plate umpire Quinn McGuire, and that was all she wrote. Burgettstown heading to the state playoffs. The Olsch season has come to an end. Let's go back and recap the scoring for you. Top of the first inning, Matthew Bredo led off with a single. One out later, Cougar's walk moved him to second. And after a flyout, Wyan Stevenson with the base hit to drive in the first run of the game. Burgettstown had a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way to the top of the third inning. After one out, Bradle walked. Kovac walked, put runners at first and second. Cougar with a two-run double to left, plated both. Ehlich hit into a fielder's choice that did not get an out. Everybody safe as a balk had moved Cougar to third, and then the Ehlich ground ball to short. The shortstop threw back into third to try to get Cougar, but could not get the out there. So runners at first and third after a strikeout. Riley Kennedy with a two-run double that put Burgettstown in front 5-0. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Brady Brazell led off with a walk to second on a ground out to third on an errant throw and scored on Van Cable's RBI single. That moved Isaiah Schultz from first to third, and a wild pitch brought him home with what proved to be the final run of the game for Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Burgettstown got a run in the top of the fifth inning. Leadoff walk to Wyatt Stevenson. An errant pickoff throw moved him to second. Base hit for Riley Kennedy moved him to third. And Carson Talkovic's ground out to high hop on the first hop, and the third baseman had to wait for it to come back down. That allowed Stevenson to score. At that point, it made it 6-2 Burgettstown, and the Blue Devils would add two more runs in the sixth. A leadoff walk and then a force play left Eric Kovach at first with one out. He stole second, and Brody Cougar picked up his third RBI of the game with a single driving home Kovach. And then on the throw, Cougar went to second, gave way to courtesy runner Trent Stevens, who will go to third and then score on a couple of wild pitches by Cables, and that would set our final score. Here are your totals in the ballgame. Burgettstown, 8 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 7 left on base. Your winning pitcher is Brody Cougar. 7 innings, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 5 hits, walked 3, and struck out 11. The starter, Isaiah Schultz, takes the loss, charged with 5 runs all earned in 4 innings. Gave up 6 hits, walked 4, and struck out 6. Van Cables worked the final 3 innings of the ballgame, charged with 3 runs all earned on 3 hits. He walked 3 and struck out 3 in the ballgame. So Burgettstown season goes to the state playoffs for the third year in a row. Semifinals 2 years back, quarterfinals last year. Going to try to make an even deeper run this year. They'll travel into District 9 Monday to take on the D9 champion. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And in the WPIL 2A third place game, the state qualifier matchup, our player of the game is winning pitcher Brody Cougar. 7 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned, allowed just 5 hits, 4 of them singles, gave up 3 walks, struck out 11, also on base 3 times, scored a couple of runs, or at least his line did. Walk in the first, 2-run double and a run scored in the third, RBI single, and his courtesy runner scored the game's final run in the sixth. So Brody Cougar, our player of the game. Our Lady of the Sacred Heart season ends at 17-6, the 2-seed, back-to-back losses to close the 2024 season. Held to just 5 hits this afternoon, 4 singles through the first 6 innings. And in 6 of the 7 innings, Cougar towed the rubber with 2 out in the inning and nobody on base. 2 out double, the last hit that he gave up there in the 7th inning. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by 22 Concrete Designs for commercial and residential work, 22concretepittsburgh.com. By Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.com. Pirates.edu. Pirates baseball coming up shortly. The Bucks are in Detroit for a two-game set with the Tigers. Bucko baseball begins at 6:15 on WJPA AM. Our high school playoff coverage continues tomorrow as the WPIL softball championships get underway at Penn West California's Lilly Field. Partnering with Green Sports and the NFHS Network to produce audio and video coverage of all six games, including tomorrow afternoon's 1A championship game between number 1 Union and number 3 Chartiers Houston. We'll also have coverage of the 1A baseball state qualifier between Avella and Carmichael's here at WJ's Ross Memorial Park. Both of those local games on WJPA AM as well. Our thanks to head coaches Doug Tuno and Phil McCarron, to Scott McGinnis, Aaron Thompson, the entire crew here at W&J. For our floor director, Nate Rigotti, Brandon Bennett on camera, and our producer, Jacob Knisner, downtown, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL baseball 2A third-place game, the Burgettstown Blue Devils clinched the final state berth with a 8-2 win over the Olsch Chargers. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.